Sunshine, blue skies. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. In Bruno, Idaho, there's one thing you can be sure of, and that's lots of sunshine, more than 330 days per year. That got farmer Russell Schirmeyer thinking.
Your power bill is going to be set in stone, and this is a way to insulate it because you can set your power cost with these as they're producing, and as soon as they're paid off, you've got a net bottom, and if you can live with that now, it's something that you can live with in the future.
And the way that farmer Russell decided to take on the future was with solar panels.
We just haven't got it to this point because we've never had the efficiencies that solar can provide. In the last 2 years, the efficiencies in the panels, the tracking systems, and the inverters have just made it to where it's economically feasible to use these as tools in our irrigation system.
So Schirmeyer put up the panels on the edges of his fields, and he started seeing offset savings on his power bill.
On this farm, which is a pressurization and lift farm, I'll be saving about $75 to $80 an acre.
Using tax incentives, depreciation, and grants, Schirmeyer will pay off his panels in about 5 years.
Any ag area that pumps water, it's got a big opportunity because they're in the same position I am.
In a position to cut input costs and innovate renewable energy. And the panels last, if it's the same as my experience with solar, a lifetime.
This is David Sparks for the Ag Information Network of the West. If you have thoughts, opinions, rebuttals, we invite you to express them on our website, aginfo.net.